this week?
Well, we've got Lucy Parker.
Hello!
All the way from sunny Dubai.
All the way from sunny Dubai. Yeah. Which is handy because we can send her back with some Wandos. Wando! We can send them back with some Wando glasses all the way to sunny Dubai.
I would really like that.
I'm going to start called Neil.
Who's
big
Neil?
In the game. Big in the game.
Lots of sunglasses already.
Okay,
absolutely, it's got to be done. Yeah, yeah, Sam. Well, we've got to roll titles.
Roll VT.
Awesome. Right. So now,
should we introduce the guests?
We just introduce the guests. Yeah.
Yeah. Who
should we do? Cilla Black. What's your name and where you come from?
let's start. Ladies first. Ladies first. Obviously.
Thank you.
LJP.
Yes.
Talk to me.
So my name is Lucy J Parker, and I'm in real estate from Dubai. So I've been there 15
Amazing.
Years.
Nice.
And I'm really passionate.
Estate? What's real estate?
We sell houses, Chris.
Is that estate agency?
Oh.
The real version.
Yeah, but we're the professionals. There are professionals in our industry
Nice.
And I guess you've seen that landscape massively change over the last 15 years.
You used to work in the UK, didn't you?
Actually, I've never done real estate in the UK, Chris.
No, because it's real estate agency.
South of France, French Alps, Oman, and Dubai.
Nice.
So, yes.
Nice.
Nearly at UK, you like but not quite. I do indeed, yes.
Yeah, the sun
or the snow.
Well, all we need some of that because it's been raining, hence the change for
the new studio.
So we've had to move location away from
we're in
our
the library
usual,
this week.
In the library this week. Away from my usual location because of a flood. Would you like to see some flood?
Yeah, it's just a flood.
So this is what happened to our studios.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so that was a disaster.
Scuba
Steve.
Hopefully Jay has bleeped out some of my expletives because swore a bit.
Okay, so who the hell are you?
Who the hell am I? That's a good question. Yeah. Who the hell am I?
Don't you know that by now?
Does it need a drum roll?
Seriously, do you not know? Might be one person that's been living in a cave for the last 10 years.
Well, I was going to say, seriously, do you not know who I think I am? who do you think you are, Neil?
It's one of those bloody. Go on.
Who do you think you are?
Sorry. It's a Spice Girl.
I shouldn't have started that one, should I?
So who am I? My name's Neil Martin. I am a speaker, coach, mentor, trainer, and I do a lot of stuff with real estate agents.
Estate agents, letting agents, or realtors,
and business owners in general, actually.
Sound great.
Good stuff. Well, should we move swiftly?
Let's move swiftly on.
Why have you
got a bottle of water?
Well, I think it's important that we
hydrate.
We hydrate, and you know we've had other prop show beverages.
Yes,
but this week. For a one-off special, we're having prop show
water.
Excellent.
0.000%.
0.00%.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Can I just say, in Dubai real estate, we have to have a lot of those in our cars. Because we're always out in the heat. And it's 50 degrees.
Well, perfect. I'll tell you what, later on in the show.
Well, you can take that with you.
Oh.
You can take that with you.
Thank you.
Back to Dubai.
And then
with your Wandos.
And then we'll probably
watch it.
Okay. And then probably what we can do is get Lucy on location in Dubai.
Oh, yes.
Drinking a prop show water.
Prop show water.
Amazing.
It's an issue. I can't take the water through customs.
Don't you worry about that, because we'll by the power of technology, we can sort it.
What I might do is print you a very special label.
Oh.
Okay, Chris, let's move.
Let's
put the hat on, because we've got the first big question of the day.
Oh, let's ask the prop show.
Oh, we've
already lost some Yondels.
Okay,
right.
This is the serious bit of the show.
So, without reading,
fear or failure.
Fear or failure. When you start your agency,
fear of failure.
Yes, fear of failure. That's what I said. Let's say fear
I said
or failure.
Or.
You said fear or.
Pick fear or failure. It's like cake or death.
Cake or death. I'll have the chicken. So, the question is, Eddie's.
Eddie,
if you don't know, he's amazing. So, fear of failure. What's happening here? This is because we swapped sex.
Nearly hurt Harley Quinn.
I'm sorry.
Well, she probably hurt you.
Harley Quinn. She's lost
her... Would you like me to ask the question?
You ask the question. Do you want the hat?
No, you're the leader of the hat.
Leader of the hat.
Moving swiftly on.
Go.
Okay, why have people got a fear of failure in life, let alone starting an agency?
Ooh.
You first.
Why have people got a fear of failure? Well, actually, I think it goes deeper.
Let's go deep. We like this.
Okay.
It's a fear of rejection.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a fear of not being loved.
The word no.
It's a fear of not being loved.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
If we go super deep, what is everyone afraid of more than anything?
Yeah.
Dying alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's
I
two,
mean, that's,
two things.
That's not my own fear. No, that's just saying. That's
it's
you,
true. It's,
yeah.
it's two things, right?
You've got me, dude.
Deep down, it's either worse. I'm not enough or it's nobody will love me. Because if you think about when you were born,
yep.
If nobody loved you, what happened?
Die.
You die. Because as a baby, you can't look after yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got this inborn fear of what if nobody loves me?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Which leads to a fear of rejection, which leads to a fear of failure. Because if I fail, people will reject me. If they reject me, I won't be loved. Most of us don't even think about this stuff on any kind of conscious level at all.
But it's going on.
But deep down, that's what's going on.
Cool. Okay.
Good.
And I know that
good
was a bit deep, and like
we like a bit
the
deep.
Normal laughing,
we like
jokey
a bit deep.
Thing you'd expect in this
it's important to have a bit deep.
I can jump right in there and just say it like this. Look, in our industry, you can be salaried or you can be on commission. Okay?
Yeah.
And let's go back to this fear of failure.
Yes.
It's easier to have a salary.
Yes.
Because
yes.
even if you fail, at least you pay the bills.
Yes.
At least you pay your rent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not on a salary. I am betting on myself because I believe in myself. And I think ultimately it's your mindset. It's if you believe in yourself, you can do it.
Absolutely.
And you will make the 100 calls a day.
How do you change your mindset, Neil?
Where should we start with that, Chris?
I don't know. We've got some merch here.
Yeah, I know. I brought you gifts. I mean,
get on the shelf.
And actually, here's a serious point. I bought you gifts. So these are for you guys. You can fight over who has what.
Thanks.
But the only other people to have these gifts are my clients.
Amazing.
Oh.
And my mum.
Oh. Yeah.
So my clients and my mum, and that's it.
Because what do we say? No one cares.
Okay.
Apart from you and your mum.
Apart from you and your mum.
Absolutely. So these gifts are for you. So there's a CEO pen.
Thanks.
That's a big pen.
Oh, love
there's
this.
There's a beverage mat, I think we have to call it.
Beverage mat.
put it under the water.
There's toys, right?
I put one of those stickers in there because I actually am a huge fan of your, let's call it a slogan. I guess, consistently empowering others. I think
constantly, but you're close.
Well, constantly.
Get it right.
It's a C word, isn't it?
Constantly, consistently. But either way, I think it's fantastic. I think that's a good ethos for every
podcast.
Business to have.
What's your podcast?
Yes.
Your best year starts here.
Okay, bear
Amazing.
With me. Do the noise.
No, go on.
There we go.
I've got to watch that.
Nice.
Can I just add something in here?
Of course.
Going on the fear of failure and the mindset, I think in our industry as well, nobody gets trained and no one's supported. And we would love people like you, Neil, to actually get into the heads of realtors and understand their mindset first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everybody gets them on the phone, go call,
yeah.
go do open houses. But what about what's in here first? Uh-huh. And that's what we do at Keller Williams Real Estate. We're all about get the right people in a room together.
Yep.
And understand the six personal perspectives about who you are, what you want, and how you're going to get it, and then you're more successful.
You coach people, and you say you don't actually coach the business, you coach the person.
Absolutely, always.
Yeah.
What do you think are the biggest fears of people starting their own business?
Well, I didn't actually answer your last question.
You didn't, that's
why I brought it back. But we'll come back to that. So the biggest fear when it comes to launching your own business actually goes back to something Lucy said. Okay, it's that what if it all goes wrong and I don't get paid, right?
Mm.
You know, am I prepared to bet on myself and my own abilities and my own talents?
Yeah.
Or am I going to play cautious and let someone else bet on me?
I'd bet on you, Neil.
But here's the thing: if someone
else, you've been there, haven't you?
I've been there.
But if someone else bets on you, they're not going to bet as big.
Yeah.
No, true.
Right, and actually, I was interviewed for something recently called High Ticket Online, and it was like an online summit about doing high ticket sales.
Yeah.
Right? And one of the things I said on there, the guy that was hosting it's a friend of mine called Mark Stern. And Mark was like, you know, he was asking me all these various different questions. And I said to him, look, here's one thing that everyone needs to understand. Every single person on this planet has done high ticket sales if they've ever had a job.
Yeah.
Because what's your annual salary? It's a reasonable amount of money. It's probably classed as high ticket.
Yeah.
It's not anymore, Neil.
It's just you traded a year of your life for it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
So now the next question is the result you were getting with that year of your life, can you get that result quicker some other way and get paid the same for it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this idea of selling my life away.
Well, no, but you're not
that's
selling...
That's made it bleak.
He's an AI, so he's going to be like...
Yeah, but I'm not trying to get you to sell your life. The point I'm making is, right, if you can get a result, Can you get that result for somebody else in a quicker and more consistent way that you can replicate it?
Yeah.
Which means that rather than being paid by one company to get that result, you can be paid the same amount of money by lots of different companies to get that result, which exponentially increases your earning potential.
Yeah.
But it means you've got to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Can I just add something here? So say things go wrong.
No.
And you have failed. Uh-huh. Think about the energy that we all expel on trying to right things that go wrong. Mm. What about if we were just to use that energy in the first place to go at it harder, hustle, make that decision to bet on ourselves? Why do we do it the wrong way round? Mm. I don't get that.
It's like it's training, what, like you're saying.
But, yeah.
And what if we ditch the word failure altogether and take it out of our vocabulary and we call it research?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I screw up, research of what not to do next time.
People allow other people to judge them. They feel embarrassed about the failure. Like in America, it's different, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you go bankrupt, so what?
It's actually exciting.
I mean, but here's the other thing, right? I'm maybe going to show my age here a little bit because I'm not sure that modern day video games work this way. But if you think about you go back to like Nintendo 64.
Oh, another retro.
Like Sega Mega Drive.
Amazing.
We're playing like Sonic the Hedgehog or something like that. Right?
Amazing. Let's have a clip. What
happens, right? We go through the level. Yeah. And if we get to the end of the level, we get the boss. And we have to beat the boss and then we get to the next level.
It's called a boss name.
Yeah.
Dr. Robotnik.
Thank you.
And if we fail to get through to the end of the level, what happens? We start that level again. But each time we start that level again, we know a little bit better how to get through the level, and we know what's coming up, and we've got a better opportunity to actually finish the level. Each and every time.
Nice analogy, yeah.
I love that you've used a 90s reference.
You can use Fortnite for the kids.
I can't because I don't understand that game.
No, but they still go through levels, so it's the same thing.
But do you get my point? It's like, rather than saying failure, it's not failure. You just like, you didn't finish the level on that life. Start again.
Amazing.
Do you know, anyone that's successful has failed.
Insert coins and start again. That's it.
Amazing.
Okay. Now, in fact, through the power of media and time travel, we've actually got now our show sponsor, Prop Show Water, speaking with Lucy in Dubai now. Hi, this is the Prop Show. You're on speaker.
Hi, is that the Prop Show?
Yeah, that's the Prop Show.
Hi, it's Lucy here from Keller Williams, Dubai. I have a problem here. Can you help me?
Lucy, how can we help you?
G'day.
Well, the fact is, I'm out and about in my car every single day, and I'm really, really thirsty.
So what you need then in Dubai, Lucy, I guess, is some Prop Show water.
Mm. Oh, really? Do you have some?
Oh, yeah,
loads of water.
Brilliant. Right, that is going in my car for every single viewing I go on from now on. Thank you.
Thanks, Lucy.
No markers,
no worries.
Thanks, Lucy.
Cheers, Lucy.
That's awesome, Lucy.
Hello.
It's going to be there.
As if.
Time travel.
Amazing. Okay,
so let's move on to the next question.
Speaking of video, you two are massive champions of video.
Yeah.
Why don't you go live now?
Oh, we're going live right now.
We're going live.
Multi-feed.
So for those viewers watching from all over the world, we're live on the Prop Show.
Why are you portrait?
Because everybody can see us.
Sorry, we've taught him always to film always landscape on Instagram.
Okay, so there we go. This is Chris and Neil and Matt and another Chris.
Yeah,
he looks a bit strange in his hat. So we're on a Prop Show live TV show. It's all about social media, Chris.
I love it.
And we're going multi-camera because I'm joining in now.
Everyone's joining in.
So where am I and who am I with?
So this is what we do.
Yeah,
amazing.
And this is the Prop Show's temporary studio. And this is really short because we actually got a proper camera filming. And I can't turn around for too long where you'll see all the
I love this.
Talk about,
this is like
a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah, multi-cam.
Yeah, so we're live, you see. So we're on a video show and filming.
But really what it comes down to is, what is social media before we talk about video?
So for me, if I was going to sum it up in just a really short number of words,
that's going to
it's going to kill our microphone.
It's okay, it's not there. Sorry.
So for me, social media, really, really simple. It's an amplifier for word of mouth.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, I like this.
An amplifier for word of mouth.
And what's the best type of business you can ever
word
get?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Recommendations.
And if we go back 20 years ago, if someone had an experience with you or your business, they probably told like 4 or 5 friends, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here in the UK, the average person's connected with about 500 or 600 people on social media, which means the average person's voice is 100 times louder than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So all you're basically doing is harnessing word of mouth but in a much louder way.
I'm sorry, I thought it was all about telling people how wonderful you were as a real estate agent.
Well, I'm going to come in there, Chris. So look, what I believe social media is all about is we're in the industry of relationships. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. So when we sell real estate, we are basically making a connection with friends and family. And then when they're happy and comfortable and trust us, they'll do business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust. So because the people trust. Do business with people they trust.
Exactly. So the thing is, you don't do business with a logo or a billboard. You don't do business with an advert in a newspaper. You do business emotionally if you feel like you trust a person. And I'm going to give you an awesome example of what happened to me about 3 months ago.
Talk to us.
So I did a video in October last year.
You're pretty big on video, aren't you?
I'm not the most technical. A lot of us agents aren't. Got some really good technical gurus around this table, by the way, if you need technical help. Loving what they do.
But you're putting
here.
It out there consistently.
But I just hold my phone and I press record, okay? Maybe the camera lens is a little bit foggy. But I do this video. I got 200,000 views on LinkedIn. And then a client calls me 4 months later saying, I've been watching your progress in your videos, and buys a property in Dubai over the phone with his credit card.
As you do.
And
as
I've never met him.
I
have met him now because he did actually come to Dubai after, but he closed the deal online. So that's
that
worth
one video didn't,
that was, one video.
But hold on, surely it was the fact that you were doing lots of videos in between as well to keep it going, because one video is not going to get you the business.
Actually, Chris, you are right. So the one video that he saw first made him go, wow, and he must have seen it through a friend of a friend of a friend. You're the LinkedIn guru here. You can explain to us how, when you like something, someone else does, right?
Very important when it comes to LinkedIn, boys and girls here, because we've taught you some lessons here today, is this. If you've got a video, always upload it to YouTube to create a library, but then don't share that YouTube web link on social media.
So what I've been doing.
Okay, what you do is you physically upload it to LinkedIn and you physically upload it to Facebook.
I'm learning something here.
So you use YouTube as the library, but you use the actual half video to get the views, and use both.
Amazing.
And the reason that is viewers is because LinkedIn doesn't necessarily care about YouTube. So every time you click a YouTube link, it takes you to the YouTube platform, and you're now off LinkedIn. So they don't want to do
that. Well, let's get real about it, right? Who's competing with who?
Well,
Microsoft competes with Google.
Yeah.
YouTube is Google.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So and Facebook competes with Google. Yeah. So each of these platforms, their number one objective really is to make
it's
you
to
want
to
interact
you,
with their
platform, stay on the platform,
not somebody else's.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hence why we upload it. So shall we? I know. Moving on to now.
I'm just going to find out what a man on the ground in Edgeware is saying.
Steve.
Steve says. It's a great day to make a video.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Steve.
Carry on.
Thank you. Next question. We didn't really finish off the video thing, but we'll carry on.
I'm sure it'll come back.
It's not like this show not to be organised.
it's on the bloody list as organised. We're not following it.
We'll finish video.
Okay. You're pretty big in the game in Dubai. How does the Dubai property market differ to the UK? And I'm talking about it from both sellers and buyers' point of view, but probably more importantly, as agents, because you see all those adverts from the recruitment agents saying, come to Dubai, it's hot, it's summer, you get a swimming pool and it's tax-free and it's brilliant.
Tell me about
awesome.
It, Chris. Yeah, well, I tell you what, I have, so when I was heading up the brokerage in Keller Williams, Dubai for 2.5 years, the amount of agents that literally were sold this dream from the UK, join us, we'll fly you to Dubai and it will be all sunny, tax-free, huge earnings. You're going to be driving a sports car within a year. Well, these same people were sat in my interview room coming to Keller Williams Real Estate in tears saying, Lucy, I sold my house, I sold my car in England because of these promises that didn't work. Not and cool. The fact is that when you get to Dubai, it's very expensive to live. So you've got your accommodation that you have to think about, you know. You have to have at least, I would say you need at least £15,000-£20,000 savings. Now, how many of those agents in their early 20s have £15,000? And how many of those agents are told this? before they move to Dubai. None of them. So they get to Dubai, they have no money, they're sharing a room, six of them. They need a car. You cannot do real estate in Dubai without a car. In fact, we won't allow people to join our company in Dubai without a car.
Good shout,
because
yeah.
it's 60, 70 kilometers around the, you know, yeah, the city. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, yes, it's tax-free earnings, but you've also got to go and hunt clients, and it's different cultures, and it's illegal to cold call in Dubai. Now, is it illegal here?
No.
We're not allowed to cold call. We're not allowed to knock on doors. So the only way that we can grow our business is by networking. So we go to networking events, we go to conferences, we're on social media. And yeah. a lot of those agents are never told about the cold calling being illegal. And they're even cold calling in Dubai because their company owners really are not too concerned about that if they make the money. Very oh sad.
Oh yeah,
but a dim view's taken on that if someone receives a cold call then.
Well, no, they. I mean, is you can also get a 50,000 dirham fine.
You can, right.
What's that
okay.
in English?
Oh, sorry. 50,000 dirham fine is about £10,000.
Jeez.
And that's to the person. Wow. Now, in some of these brokerages, by the way, they'll never tell you and you'll lose your license. They'll never tell you about the negative finding.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you've basically sold us not to go to Dubai. What's the good thing about it?
That's as an agent. No. Okay, the good thing about an agent is the fact that if you have an extensive network, okay, if you are already somebody that's very global in your mindset and, you know, different multicultures are around your circle of influence here in the UK, there are a lot of clients buying because of the residency. So I find myself in Dubai now selling the location and the city before the real estate. Things have changed. So it's a buyer's market.
Who's buying in Dubai?
Who's buying in Dubai? Number one and two buyers are the British Indians, British Pakistanis. The Chinese are buying everything. If you think about it, one in four people on earth are Chinese, and they're all coming to Dubai. Then we've got all the Arab nations. And you've got to think about people that are seeking residency because they can't have it in their own country, like Syria, Palestine, Libya. Then you've got all the African countries. You've got the Stans, you've got the Kazakhstan, you've got the Turkmenistan, and then you've got the Iranians. You've got so many nationalities all coming together. So there's a huge amount of influx and demand.
Shall we move?
do you know the thing that went through my mind with everything Lucy just said is, you know, there's promises of big earnings.
Yes.
But one of my favourite quotes ever is the bit that's not being told to people.
Which is?
Because nobody's
the only place success comes before work is in a dictionary.
Right?
So there are big earnings, but you could put the work in first.
I like it. Yeah. Well, do you know what? I think we should end on that. I think that's how we should end.
Lovely.
Yeah. The only time success comes before work is in the dictionary.
The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary, yeah.
Can I add something, though?
No. Oh. Of course you can.
I just want to say that as an English realtor, I was extremely drawn to do real estate in Dubai.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay? Because I believed in myself and I joined a company that supported my mindset and training.
Yeah.
So if you have the right company taking you on board, then they lead you in the right direction and you're not on your own. But make sure you're with people of integrity who don't sell you a dream and who you understand are global.
Amazing. Yeah. Mm.
Cool.
Well, there's only one word that we can shout at the screen now, and that's the word
shut up!